Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Hello. I want to talk to you stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, smart, good liberals. We can't allow AlexJonesGame.com with New World Order Wars to make fun of communist Chinese puppets like the good, loving Trudeau or Hillary Clinton or Klaus Schwab. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. Do not download and do not play.
I think we can all agree that this new video game looks fantastic.
So these scientists with vaccines?
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
Bill Clinton in here.
No, I'm so cool.
Oh, there it is, bro. I destroyed that. What the hell even was that? I don't even know what that was.
Tucker Carlson.
These game talks are really grossing me out.
Wait, it's actually zombies. They're skeletons.
It's the two fake news jesters. What will I do? You're just locked in your house.
That's hilarious. So we got Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's Mark Zuckerberg as a lizard.
This is hard, okay, guys?
I have never been so angry at you, Americans. This is internal here telling you. This is blasphemy. How dare you, stupid Americans, play such a video game?
Hard enough.
God, this is so well made. What the f***?
Overall, I would say it's a solid play. Get it, support the homies.
Some of these bosses are getting, like, harder. This is like a legit game.
You defeat big tech cucks and more. Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
Game of the year?
Clearly, I mean, clearly.
No, yes, I am. Oh, you will be sent to forced labor camps. You will be punished by Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, who do good job on GDP and communist China, for watching such a video game. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. It is sacrilege to disrespect your leaders. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com.
The New World Order is taking over, and resistance is futile.
The answer to 1984 is 1770.
Oh, Big Bill, I'm taking you down, rapist. I'll eat your ass. Yeah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. That is it, InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. InfoWars.com, yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast. Control world government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Look at this person.
From
the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. And InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have steroid-free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
Another word, another time. In the age of wonder, another world.
Malaysian flights 370 captured by unknown forces. Big news breaking now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The disappeared Malaysian flight, one of the biggest mysteries ever. Now we're learning more. We have the intrepid crew here, Harrison Smith, Ashton Forbes, an incredible journalist, and more, with government data, satellite video, and more. Greg Reese followed a report on this last week. Let's play that first and dive into it.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared on March 8, 2014. On May 19th, about 9 weeks later, a leaked video was published to YouTube by a third party who claimed to have received it on March 12th. The video shows what appears to be a jet airliner on fire, being trailed by three spiraling orbs. Eventually, the three orbs change to a vertical pattern and disappear in a flash with the airliner, leaving a dead-end trail of smoke in the sky. A month later, on June 12th, a second video was published to the same channel that showed the exact same event taken from a different viewpoint. These videos have been deleted from YouTube, but can still be found on archive.org. Ashton Forbes and his team have been researching these videos extensively and have provided exhaustive evidence that these videos are legitimate, including digital forensics verified by CGI professionals, eyewitnesses, and government data. Forbes and his team have successfully addressed all debunker claims and have listed them for all to see on X.com at Just X Ashton. So far, nobody has been able to debunk this research. Their research shows that the first leaked video was taken from a pair of American signals intelligence satellites known as USA-229, twin satellites capable of creating 3D stereoscopic images by capturing two slightly different views. The twin USA-229 satellites are logged at the exact location, time, and apparent angle required to have captured this video. This event occurred at around 2:30 in the morning. It was completely dark. The wavelengths captured by these cameras are for detail, and the stereoscopic effect allows for added depth perception. The source of the second video has been identified as an MQ-1C Gray Eagle unmanned combat drone with infrared and thermal technology. This video focuses on the heat signature. And the man responsible for leaking these videos seems to be Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin. He was accused of being a spy, but court transcripts prove that this was just spin. The details of his crimes, including the time they happened, are redacted. But it came out in the trial that the classified information in question was published on the internet. And Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin had full security clearance to the same technology used to capture these videos. using Inmarsat satellite ping data and military radar to track its path, and eyewitness testimony to verify it, Forbes put together the final flight path of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. On March 7th, at 16:42 UTC, Flight 370 takes off from Kuala Lumpur International Airport. At 17:21, the plane abruptly turns back towards the nearest airport in Penang. A witness on an oil rig reported that the plane was on fire. Several witnesses along the East Coast reported hearing a loud bang and seeing a glow coming from the plane as it passed overhead. At 17:52, the co-pilot's mobile phone pings the local tower. At 18:40, an eyewitness on a boat reported that the plane was glowing orange and appeared on fire. The Inmarsat ping data shows the same sharp left turn that we see in the videos, and then abruptly goes to zero as the plane disappears. The CCP released Chinese satellite images that appear to be three orbs. They first claimed it was debris and later said that releasing the image was a mistake. According to Chinese media, 19 families have signed a statement claiming they made calls that connected to missing passengers after the disappearance, but without an answer. Some people are saying this was alien UFOs saving a plane from crashing, but this doesn't explain the fact that three different advanced U.S. military surveillance cameras captured this one event. 23 of the passengers on board were related to Freescale Semiconductors, a field leading the development of superconductor technology, which is what this appears to be, some type of superconductor targeting system for teleportation, which is reminiscent of what the Nazis were doing with their highly classified Die Glock project. Luminous objects like this were first reported in May of 1940 as Germany invaded Belgium. And by 1942, several people began reporting them, starting in the skies over Germany. American pilots during World War II called them Foo Fighters. And let's not forget Gary McKinnon, who in 2002 was accused of perpetrating the biggest military computer hack of all time, and who claimed to have seen evidence of an advanced off-world military fleet. Greg Reese reporting.
All right, I'm going to give Harrison Smith, host of American Journal, the floor on this interview. Ashton Forbes has done this groundbreaking research. Greg Reese did a great job boiling it down. I want to see the report. It's a Bandai video. We'll put it back on screen real quick so I can give radio listeners the headline. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 captured by unknown forces. Folks, we're not in the year 2023. We're in the year 2050, 2060. That's why the globalists are so arrogant. They've got some timetable to get rid of us. You've got Jared Kushner saying he's about to live forever and be a god. They have all these other weird statements. I'll leave it at that. But some major investigative journalists who are household names are looking into this. This is big. Something big's coming. Harrison, I already was going to cover this last week, and then I got busy. It was after the holiday, and I saw Greg Reese's report. I wanted to get Ashton Forbes on. And I was up here last night working when you had him on, filling in for Owen, who's in prison for free speech. And I said, you guys got to come on. So introduce this, and let's bring Ashton Forbes in.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm still very much a novice on this whole topic. And once you see how much information there is to know about this, I spent quite a while looking into all of this, and I'm still just barely scratching the surface. So Ashton Forbes is the expert on this. He's put all this together, and you can actually find, well, this is 12, 13 pages of bullet point information on his Twitter account, his X account, Just X Ashton. And he broke it down yesterday, and truly, it was one of the most mind-blowing interviews we've ever done on InfoWars, and got a huge response from the listeners I know.
And Greg Reese is really good. And not just believe it. He went in and checked all the satellite data, all of it, and double checked it. It all links up.
And that's what I did too. Went through some of the debunking videos. None of that was convincing. There's so many still unanswered questions about this one way and the other. But the takeaway is there is no official story here. I mean, there is no official account of what happened because there's been no debris field found. The official story is it's gone.
And then why do you have all this surveillance, you know, around at the time they confirmed what's happening? You try to say, well, the videos are fake, but how would they put that out first and link it up with the time of surveillance? So, Ashton Forbes, good to have you here. Tell us about yourself a little bit, and then let's dive into. You can kind of give it to us at a 10-foot level, and then pull up to the 30,000 foot.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank Harrison and Alex, both of you guys, for having me on. I have a quick prepared statement I'd like to read here, which is that people told me not to come onto this platform, but people have also told other people not to talk to me. This is a movement where we don't base our opinions on what other people tell us to think. They want to divide us, and we want to unify us. I want to talk to anybody who's willing to listen with an open mind. The only side I'm on is the side of truth. We are doing this to vindicate the families, the pilot, the witnesses, and the leaker. All of my FOIAs have been blocked. The government has never fought against a movement like this before. We don't need to fear them. They need to fear us. To Speaker Mike Johnson, put me in front of Congress with Burchett, Luna, Moshowitz, and Gates, and we will rip the truth from the FBI, NCIS, NRO, CIA, and every three-letter agency. My message to those agencies is do not underestimate us. My message to everybody else is follow a path of your own choosing and do it all yourself. This is MH370X.
And let me just add, you've got this new office they're trying to set up in Congress to get all the UFO data because the agencies themselves say there's a rogue group outside of government that won't give them all this data. That's all confirmed right now. And this ties right into that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that I've been trying to back channel with some of these congressmen as well, and that there's not a lot of appetite for another UAP hearing. And I would say to them,
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay,
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This footage and go, yes, this is actually authentic.
Continue with the boil down, then we'll get into the details. But this is, okay. I mean, when you look at the key scientists on board and then this matching up with the satellites and this footage that got released and all of it, I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, so we find that the SBIR system is a computer-generated 3D video playback like Google Earth, but for the military. And they can play back in real time or potentially just load it up anytime they want, look anywhere on the planet. This video is available if you just Google SBIRs and go to the videos tab in there. You're going to find Lockheed Martin website that they just have it all there out in the open. The witness corroborates the event. She sees smoke. She sees the plane flying low. She sees a glowing orange. The time, 1840 UTC, matches with the satellite being there. It also matches with that Inmarsat data, where there's a huge anomaly at that point that was first reported by myself. Nobody looks at that Inmarsat data in that Excel spreadsheet on the SU log tab can tell me that something unusual didn't happen there. And even just as of yesterday, somebody, a part of my team, has looked up and found out there was a phone call at the like 4 seconds before this plane has the anomaly in the same Excel document. But they only call one more time 6 hours later. If they don't have any contact with this plane, they don't know where it's going. Why do they just call one time at the same time we think these videos are happening and then never again? Wouldn't you think they would be calling back over and over again? So none of this official story makes any sense. This is also the location where the official narrative claims this plane went into the South Indian Ocean. But as we went over yesterday, there's no chance that this video could have crashed or this plane could have crashed into the South Indian Ocean. We had no debris field found for a 777 crashing into the ocean. Even though we had the biggest, most expensive search in history, we don't find any black boxes. We have no acoustic detections from the SOSA system.
And let's expand on that. For 30 years, these orbs show up around aircraft carriers, other things. They disappear. They come back. And then obviously, you know, it's so how far advanced, just guesstimation, is what the government's really got? And why does the U.S. have stuff that's so much more way advanced?
Well, I'll personally just interject. I've talked to some of the guys that work at these high-level Lockheed Martin, these sorts of things. And I don't know if they'd want me to say it, but they all are convinced that this is alien technology. I'm not so much. I think either they're trying to play me for a fool or they're being played for a fool by somebody else. But I think it's interesting when you talk to guys that work, these high-level weapons contractors, they'll sort of let things leak every once in a while, say, well, it's off-world technology. And they sort of see it as...
Well, that's the cover story. It's like these whistleblowers have never seen the aliens, but they're told by the agency heads it's aliens.
Right.
But if you showed somebody in 1900 before Kitty Hawk, what we have now, they said that was aliens.
Right. Well, and I remember in 2001 when they were looking for bin Laden and they were showing that satellites could read the logo on a golf ball. You know, so, I mean, that was 20 years ago, and that was the publicly known.
In 1965, they took photos in New York of a woman reading a newspaper. You could read the newspaper on a clear day.
Right. And that's what they tell us that they have, and that's how long ago it was. So what they have now, I think it's up to anybody's guess, and maybe Ashton is...
Yeah, keep going, Ashton. I'm sorry to interrupt. So bottom line...
Oh, no, you guys are fine.
Yeah, this is a cover-up.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is our technology. Just like you guys said, I think they throw out disinformation out there to throw the people off and think that this can't be our technology.
Because they don't want congressional oversight.
Yeah, they don't want oversight. And to be honest, from what I'm hearing, that they have ways that even if we look into it, they're going to make it almost impossible for us to find the answers. And that's why we have to get true disclosure on our own terms. And that's why I made that disclaimer up front. The reason why I've started my own podcast is I've interviewed people like Salvatore Pius, where if you look at his patents, we are looking at the technology in his patents. It's all explained right then and there.
And again, this is the ultimate class warfare. While we're all fighting over black or white or Muslim, Jew, all this stuff, the globalists literally are way in advance with life extension, virus, everything. That's a fact. The singularity's already happened.
Right.
And they're out there just deciding what to do with us.
And that was something that Ashton and I got into yesterday, the fact that this story sort of combines all of these different elements of free energy and transportation and...
I remember what Eisenhower warned of. He said a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex, not just the military-industrial complex. So from the research, Ashton, what do we think's going on with these orbs?
Yeah, so what it looks like is these orbs are able to break apart the the fundamental state of what these electrons are tied to on this plane and break them out of equilibrium. And then what they can do is they can cause something called macroscopic quantum coherence, which is that under the right conditions, electrons will form into a matter wave and begin to self-organize. And so what is happening to this plane is that we have a unification of quantum and macro, and that this plane can fundamentally act like a quantum object, even though it's a giant 777 macro scale object. And so when we look at this thermal video, the reason why we see this endothermic reaction is that we are seeing this phase state change of the plane, where it is undergoing this macroscopic phase conjugation. As it's been described to me by Dave Rossi, who's a DoD engineer, it's like hitting jello and watching it vibrate, is that it's causing this quantum entanglement effect, where there may be a fourth orb somewhere else that's entangled to these orbs. And as the orbs converge on the plane, they're triggering this phase effect to occur, this phase change, that is then having this plane move at the speed of light or superluminal speeds faster than the speed of light to a new location. Could theoretically be somewhere else.
So you're talking about like Star Trek Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Not Star Trek Beam Me Up, because that is
that takes your matter and then reorganizes it.
Yeah, but we're not doing that in this case.
Yeah.
This is more like the warp speed of the Star Trek situation, where they're able to go faster than the speed of light. So it is, in some cases, Star Trek, but not that type of teleportation that we're talking about here. Yep, we're talking about the double slit experiment in terms of having your wave function break down by observing it.
The energy can jump across, but not if it's observed.
Yes, and this all goes back to potentially even Tesla. And I think that from what I've spoken to these engineers, it's all about electrical engineering and being able to manipulate electromagnetic waves in specific patterns, toroidal patterns, where they can be focused, and that you can create a gravitational wave that will allow these effects to occur, where we can create this
gravitational... So it's like surfing. They create the wave, and the plane goes at 500 million miles an hour away.
That's exactly how it's described in Salvatore Pius's high-frequency gravitational wave generator, is that they are creating a sailing effect. They're displacing themselves from space-time entirely, which is why we see this non-radiating barrier around the orbs, and then they're creating their own geodesics, their own gravity. This is why they look like they're running on train tracks in this video here. So a lot of people look at this and go, well, this has to be non-human intelligence. I thought so first when I first looked at it. But as I've dug into this case, I realized that, no, this is actually not thousands of years more advanced. This might be 50 or 100 years more advanced that the military industrial complex is keeping hidden. Probably for good reasons in their mind. You know, part of it is that this is a national defense situation.
But let's expand on that. Let's expand on that. Why this plane? And then you've got a Chinese American that reportedly leaks it. Well, what's going on with that plane?
Yeah, so ultimately it could be a matter of opportunity. There was exercises that were happening in the Thailand region in the Andaman Sea just days later. This plane has been flying and it's on fire for an hour and 20 minutes. So there's enough time to react and deploy this type of technology if necessary. But really, I think it has to be about something more than just money. The risk of this footage getting out, just like it did, is so high that you really need to have these people somehow be directly tied to the plane or to the technology, and that you either are preventing them from going to China because this technology...
That's right. That's so smart. You only use the technology to stop it from being transferred. So that it was a greater danger to let it transferred, you had to do it.
Because whoever controls this technology controls the world. Simple.
Because if that plane went down, the Chi-Coms, like they've done with our C-130s or our spy planes, they could get that.
Capture and reverse engineer it.
Yeah, so, and if there is something on this plane, we've looked in the cargo, we can't find anything conclusive. There is some suspicious stuff that happened, and people can't figure out what there is exactly on this plane. But
Action Forbes, I'm impressed. Let's come back and talk about this.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Got a great guest, Ashton Forbes, on Harrison Smith riding shotgun with us, and his analysis that it only used the technology to keep the technology secret absolutely fits, and that's what the people we know on board are working on. With all the quantum computing, they're able to do things like this. They're about 50 years ahead of what we know.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Find Ashton Forbes at Just X Ashton. Harrison Smith weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. We're going to have Chase Geyser host an Owen show today, 3 p.m. Central. They tell us the SR-71 Blackbird in service in the late 1950s is still the fastest plane on Earth at Mach 6. You really believe that, folks? That the fastest plane we got was in service in 1956, 57? You believe we're still in the 1950s? We're not. The future's here. It's not evenly distributed. And we're here to distribute it. The public space program is decades behind. 90% of NASA is classified. so they can hide all the deaths.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first pilot.
All right, getting back to serious stuff. Ashton Forbes, I interrupted you a lot. Harrison Smith, jump in all you want. Recap this. This is wild information. You got all the big UFO hearings. Congress admits we're being kept from whatever's going on. The agency heads don't know. There's a whole breakaway civilization. We know that. That's what Eisenhower warned of in his farewell address in January of 1961. So keep going, Ashton Forbes. Lay it out for
us. Yeah, so I want to talk next about the leaker here. Lieutenant Commander Edward C. Lynn. This guy is my hero. When we look at these videos, we can see that the person who leaked these is most likely a military personnel, likely an operator, probably had an emotional reaction. They removed the HUD data off the drone video. They crop out the drone from the satellite video. They likely had to convince the person who uploaded it that the videos were authentic. They may even have thought they were looking at UFOs in these videos. And then later on, it was only revealed to them that this is U.S. technology. Lieutenant Commander Edward C. Lynn was part of a specialized secret squadron called the VPU-2. He flew in the Lockheed Martin EP-3 Ares II, which does real-time tactical SIGINT, which is signals intelligence, and full-motion video intelligence. The crew fuses collected intelligence along with off-board data for battlefield situational awareness. They gave his case an operation code, Rogue Archer. The last deployment for him was February 2014. He gets reassigned March 25th, 2014, just weeks after this plane goes missing. The investigation into him begins April 2nd, 2014. In May of 2014, he left two flight manifests in his flight suit from a deployment that included search and rescue code names. Like was mentioned on Greg Reese's report, the defense argues the classified information in question is available on the Internet. The FBI does a sting operation on him. They wait until 2015 to charge him, most likely so that people won't be able to tie it to the case. They throw a bunch of bogus charges on there, like prostitution. The charges could have resulted in life in prison due to the espionage charges. First major incident of espionage by an active duty member of the Navy since the end of the Cold War, nearly 50 years. His charge sheet heavily redacted. He had above top secret access, including compartmentalized information. It was privy to the Navy's black program portfolio. He's Facebook friends with General Flynn. The knowledge could be extremely useful to potential U.S. adversaries. They later had to come out and admit it wasn't really a spy case. There was no evidence that he exchanged any sensitive information from anyone from China. He gets abused while he's in pretrial detainment, and they won't release him, even though the evidence for not releasing him during pretrial detainment is just mundane emails. They force him into a plea deal where he takes a 9-year sentence for two charges of mishandling classified information, which is far more than anyone else gets for similar charges. He gets 3 years taken off because he works with the NCIS and the FBI to go ahead and say that what he did was wrong, accepts responsibility for the offenses that he was guilty of. I go ahead and FOIA the FBI and NCIS. The NCIS rejects my FOIA in total, using an Obama-era executive order to be kept secret in the interest of national defense or foreign policy, which if it's not a spy case, then all we're left with there is national defense. So Lieutenant Commander Edward C. Lynn, to the President of the United States, give this man a pardon. He is
and
not
as
a
you
traitor.
Pointed out, he was he in the very area of signals intelligence that is the admitted 3D satellite systems they've got, and he all this happens right when he gets in trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I liked your theory that you said yesterday on the War Room, Ashton, that maybe he released this thinking it was UFO footage, thinking it maybe wasn't that big of a deal or just kind of interest to UFOlogists, and only to later realize, oh, I just revealed hidden technology that maybe he didn't even know was hidden technology. He thought it was just some sort of weird aberration that may have been a UFO. Can you expand on that theory a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, so we think that he was on one of these airplanes that KT sees that the French dad was told about, staring at this, because the Regicide Anon description says received March 12th, which is just 4 days later.
Sure, you see UFOs, you want to get it out to people.
Right, and
plus the,
just to clarify to people, Regicide Anon is the original YouTube account that uploaded it. It no longer exists, but there's archives available on your Twitter for it. Sure. And this is one of the interesting things about it, that in order to create this video... computer generated. I mean, a lot of work would have to go in. You pointed out how they would have to have high level knowledge of physics and quantum mechanics because everything fits perfectly in these videos. So if a person created it as an animation or as a computer generated image, why would they put that much work into it? How could they have done it that quickly in order to get it up by just mere days after it happens? And then why just put it on some small, very, very obscure YouTube channel that never gets any press and then goes away only to be sort of brought back thanks to you and your research group. I mean, there's so much of this.
Yeah, maybe it was a hobby thing to share with his friends.
Yeah, and it doesn't look to me like a cover-up or something orchestrated because it's been so quiet for so long, and it really took digging from you and your team.
That should continue.
Yeah, so, you know, in terms of it being a hoax, there's a huge list of details that make it almost impossible to hoax. The narrow time window, these coordinates that we see that indicate the Nicobar Islands is the agreed-upon flight path of the plane at 1840 UTC. We can see the weather matches, these cumulus clouds. We looked at the NASA satellites. There's actually a low weather pattern in that area at the same time. We've got multiple VFX experts that are in major studios that have said that the hardest part is trying to get these plane capabilities to match when you take a video of it, like Top Gun Maverick. And in this video, we can see that the turn is maxing out the capabilities of a 777-200 wall in descent, which is consistent with our witness sighting as well. The amount of time that would take this is far too long. Visual effects experts.
Yeah, before the reports, before the telemetry reports ever came out, the experts are saying this matches them.
Yeah, and so you know the turn into the South Indian Ocean wasn't even public knowledge until March 13th, and this thing says it was received March 12th. So likely the situation here is that this was leaked to this Regicide Anon account. That they post it, they don't necessarily even believe that it's real. They get it from this source, and then they have to be convinced that it's real. And then later on, they may not even have wanted to release the second video, but, you know, maybe due to the charges and the situation that they were in, they felt that it was necessary for that second video to come out, which corroborates the first video and shows us even more detail into the technology of these orbs and what they're doing to the plane there.
And I'll tell you, I watched some of the debunking videos because, you know, I approached this with a skeptical eye, as we talked about yesterday during the interview. When I first saw this, I thought sort of, it's too good. It looks too good to be true almost. I mean, it's something that, you know, somebody researching this would die to have. And yet here it is.
Yeah.
But I've watched some of the more popular debunking videos on YouTube, VFX artists who have tried to debunk this. And frankly, their explanations don't work.
But let's expand on that. I want you to make your point, but I'm interrupting because I just can't hold my tongue. We have seen for 20, 30 years the Pentagon releasing these orb videos around ships, helicopters, and planes, and they say they don't know. So these things are known.
Right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like the oldest manifestation of unidentified flying objects.
From World War II. They said we had three orbs around us.
Right.
Which makes you think maybe it is alien, or it was our Germans, or...
Or,
well, let's skip the break. We need more time here.
Something.
I interrupt you, Harrison. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, okay, so one of the examples is that in this VFX video where they're so-called debunking it, they show the infrared and they show the sort of explosion, that snap when the plane actually disappears.
Yeah, guys, I want to show just the flashpoint.
Right, just the flashpoint. And they go, well, if this was...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Why is the drone even there? Because it obviously intercepted the plane. The orbs are moving at Mach 3. So this is not a situation where the plane's trying to outrun them. The orbs are moving 10 times faster than this plane is moving here. The pattern can be explained by a computer program. They're locking in. The first orb doesn't lock in right away, but the other two orbs get onto the plane almost instantly after they get next to it here. So we also can't be attributing human motivations to a non-human intelligence, in my opinion. Everything that we see here is similar as what we would expect from humans to be doing. When the thermal here, it zooms in on the plane to get the best intelligence possible. Right before we see this zap happen, this endothermic event, it zooms out like they know it's about to happen here. But the most important part is that science can actually explain everything we see in these videos.
But don't we also see the orbs are closing in on the plane then?
Yeah, and that's when they're inducing that phase state change. So they're potentially both repelling and attracting to one another, which allows them to stay in this perfect equilateral triangle. And then when they converge on the plane, after they're done mapping the plane, essentially sending that data to make sure that they're going to be able to induce this phase state change correctly, that's when they're triggering the singularity. And that's what is happening when they converge. Not only do they converge, but they actually rotate their axis to a point where we think these gravity engines that are pulling them forward are all angling directly at the plane.
I don't want to talk about the science behind this, but first,
yeah.
When I look at aircraft carriers surrounded for decades or AWACS, whatever, we see the same thing being swarmed around. Why aren't they being disappeared? Because we've definitely seen the same thing before.
Yeah, and we've seen several other videos out there. Now, I can't go ahead and tell everybody about any other videos. If I'm an expert at anything, it's just these videos that are right here. What I do hope is that authenticating these videos will give credit to all those other sightings that people have out there. Some of the most compelling things to me are when people talk to me and they say, I told my grandmother about this and about this technology and she cried, or when people come out to me and tell me, I see this stuff in the sky.
What was the speculated thing in the 1950s where they made a battleship disappear on the East Coast? What was that?
Philadelphia Experiment.
Philadelphia Experiment.
And so the question there is this proven technology or not? And that could be another motive, is that potentially this plane is doomed. Maybe we're going to go ahead and try this technology out, given that these passengers are already doomed. We can't say exactly what happened to this plane or exactly where it went. We can only prove what we can see and up to the point here from when this plane took off.
How does the lithium battery fire relate to all of this? I mean, was that how did that happen? Was that sabotage on board? Was that
not a pretext to then do this?
Yeah, or
so, yeah, it's kind of mystery, right?
The energy being used.
But how many times is it a plane full of top scientists that disappears?
Right, 20.
It happens all the time. Or what, Congressman Larry McDonald, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, there's been other stories there. And so even with all this evidence, which is just overwhelming in my opinion, there's still mystery. Did the fire start accidentally? Was it espionage from the beginning? There was two Iranian fake passengers aboard this plane who are using stolen passports, flying together, changed their identity to look more like the people in the passports. This was just brushed over
plane's got a lot of weird stuff going on.
They've got a lot of weird stuff going on. So we can't say exactly. I mean, some people have even said that some of the conspiracy theories that were out there before said maybe this plane was being remote controlled. You know, I can only prove what we can with the evidence. I can't say exactly. But what we can say here is we are seeing this plane disappear using what seems to be advanced technology that is most likely third-party contractors tied to the Department of Defense, maybe the Department of Energy as well. This is probably the most secretive technology that is even out there. And I think that part of the reason why this is not a PSYOP is they're still trying to hide this to this day. They are trying to discredit me, trying to discredit the case, because they don't want this out there, either because the implications are that this technology is too risky. They don't want this technology to fall in the hands of Russia and China. However, my counterargument is that this video has been out here for 9 years. If we are able to figure this out with just a Twitter account and Google, then, boy, I hope China and Russia have figured it out by now.
Well, let's expand on that, though. Let's look at that. With all the Congress saying even the agency heads don't know what's going on with these UFOs, and now they say we got to have a new office just to find out what's happening, we know there's a breakaway government doing whatever it wants.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'd say that that's, you know, we've seen that in Congress recently when they talk about these UAP hearings are getting blocked. They're trying to get this bill watered down because they're trying to protect these third party companies. They're trying to protect themselves. The legal liability is gigantic here. We were even able to find in my piece called Buy in Silence that the amount of money these families got is so much smaller than what people would expect, probably about $80,000 each, where if this had been tried in the United States, they would have got millions. And the person who ruled against the case being tried in the United States, current Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, she got a pretty nice promo after 2018 where she dismissed the case because it should be put in Malaysia. What I would ask you, Alex and Harrison, is what do you think the charges should be for the people who are hiding this? Do you think we should hit them with a $1 billion lawsuit? Do you think we should hit them with seditious conspiracy charges and put them into prison for 17 years? Because from what I hear, there's precedent for that now.
Well, there certainly is, but I mean, regardless, we know there's a lot of advanced technology. What got you into this research, or what other areas you're looking at?
Yeah, I think that what got me in here is I had never seen videos that were this compelling, and all I care about is the truth. That's the only side that I'm on out there. I want to make sure that we can tell the world the truth about this. I can't keep this hidden. I can't live with this knowing this technology is out there and that we are not giving it out there, because there's people that have nothing on this planet. I go by at least 10 homeless people every single day that have nothing, but their mental well-being has been damaged from it. And when I look across social media, I just see a rot that has gone through our entire society that has led to the division that we're seeing here, where people can't believe anything to be true. People are at each other's throats all the time, and we need to somehow flip this around. So I think that these videos will serve to organize the best and measure our energies and skills. And that this is a challenge that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, as John F. Kennedy would say.
All right. Very interesting. I want to get you back up with a update. Anything else you'd like to add, Ashton Forbes?
Yeah. Real quickly, I just want to do some quick shout-outs. It was MH370X, social media, Kim.com, Chad and Sherry, Tony Merkel, Brian Lupo, Alpha Warrior, Clint Russell, Rex Leak, Jeremy Reese, Diamond, Sonia Putan, Alien Addict, Room 2008, and all the other podcasters. Last thing I want to say is that other people I want to speak to, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Lex Friedman, put me on even with Bill Maher's panel. I'm already scheduled to talk on Culture Wars with Tim Pool in a few weeks. I will speak to anyone. If Andrew and Tristan Tate want help breaking the Matrix, I'm there. If Elon Musk wants help exposing disinformation campaign, look to the east.
That was a question I had. What do you think of Elon Musk? Because I know he's all part of the secret space program.
I think he probably knows that this stuff is real, and I think he probably has an NDA where he can't talk about it, and I think he's under attack from many people because he bought a platform that is trying to allow free speech out there, one that the government can't control anymore, according to the Twitter files. I think the only reason why I haven't been banned off of Twitter is because he owns it under old leadership. I think that this we would already have had this whole thing get covered up, and I would have probably been banned off social media.
That's I agree with that, but also his satellites are perfect for targeting stuff like this.
Yeah. And I hope he's on the side of good in this case, and I hope he'll come out and help us reveal this conspiracy. If he were to even comment on any of my posts, it would just go completely mainstream, potentially.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Action Forbes, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Harrison, you already did your show this morning. You've been hosting the War Room today. It's Chase Geiser. Is there any other closing comments?
No, I just think this is so fascinating. It's such a classic InfoWars topic that it involves so many different aspects of what we talk about on a daily basis, whether it's secret technology, breakaway civilizations, the elite hoarding things for themselves so they can manipulate everybody else through resource scarcity. I mean, this really is intriguing. And to be perfectly clear, I'm not 100% saying this is exactly, you know, he is absolutely right about everything. Thing, but I have tried my hardest.
I've looked at it. My gut tells me, 99% of the time, it's my intellect. But I tell you, when my gut says it, looks real to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, I don't want to get up and say something's real and then be made a fool of later when it's revealed not to be. So I'm very careful about things like this and not just running with it.
I think Ash is pretty credible. Into it.
He seems very credible. Everybody he has worked with seems very credible. The amount of.
But I've also seen all the other confirmed footage. Just these orbs are swarming things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and even, I mean, just in the crew room after the show yesterday, the number of crew members we have who they themselves or their family members and friends have all seen very, very similar things in their own lives. At a certain point, it becomes. The amount of evidence comes overwhelming, and you have to accept there's something here. There's something here. Even if we don't have the full story, there's certainly something worth looking into and asking questions about. And, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of forbidden technology. Harrison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We've got the great Jay Dyer coming up. You know what funds this operation? Exposing the poison shots, the whistleblowers, all the confirmed stuff, the speculative stuff we rarely do, but it's important. Your support plus the products you need. Right now, Turbo Force, 10 hours, clean energy, the very best product out there. It time releases all the vitamins, the amino acids, the key herbs, all the best types of caffeine, everything. 10 hours, clean energy, Turbo Force, the fan favorite. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. X2, man, it's finally paying the bills. They have limited supply. It's about to sell out. X2, the deep earth crystal iodine. InfoWarsStore.com. Nobody else has got it. X2. High quality products are there. We've got store-wide free shipping. We got double Patriot points. All of it's running right now for Cyber Week. That is all going to end very soon. Back in stock, Vasobeats, the nitrous oxide in your body. That's the same thing as the a nitric boost is so important. That's a great product. We've got the great Coil Silver. Back in stock, 30 parts per million, Silver Bullet. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and it keeps this operation on air. I want to thank you all for your support. Please get a copy of my book, InfoWars Store, The Great Awakening. We're not going to stop fighting, but we can't stand the fight without you. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the great Jay Dyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.